You're listening to the 2010 SCAC Men's Basketball Media Day. Sam, joined by DePaul University head coach Bill Finlan. And coach, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Coach,
nice to be with you.
Coach, heading into your 19th season at DePaul, just talk about your mindset as we begin another season.
19th, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just happy that they haven't gotten rid of me yet. I guess that's my first reaction to that number. But we're excited. We have a really good group of guys, highlighted by probably the biggest senior class we've had in probably 15 years. We've got six guys in our senior class. All of those guys have played and had a playing role for us the last 2 and 3 years, and so we've got a good amount of experience in that group, and we're hoping that can kind of trickle down to some of our younger guys, and we can grow the team, you know, from the top down.
Coach, last year 20-8 on the season, 11-5 in SCAC play, advancing to the SCAC championship game. Just talk about what your team learned through the course of last season.
Well, I thought that honestly, I thought that when Joe Bergfeld, our junior post player, went down the week before we started playing, if you'd have told me we'd have won 20 games, I would have probably kissed you on the lips. I really was proud of our guys. I thought we really overachieved a little bit last year. We didn't really have a low post scoring threat, and we were able to kind of overcome that a little bit in some different ways. And we were able to ride out a couple of rough patches, a couple of rough performances. We really didn't ever have two bad games back to back, and I thought our guys really competed, and we were, for the most part, we were a very together group. And I think as a coach, what you're always looking for is, and it's hard to find, is having the sum be greater than the parts. And I think, you know, as a team, you know, we were a little better team than our personnel might have indicated if you just looked at it on paper, and I'm really proud of that.
Coach, your team, you guys took a trip to Europe recently. Just talk about what that trip meant to you and the experience you guys had, and how it helped the team as well.
Well, how it helps us, that, you know, that's kind of to be determined. I think that, you know, one of the reasons that we do it is that, you know, basketball covers two semesters. And here at DePaul, we have a winter term where a lot of students get a lot of really interesting off-campus experiences and that sort of stuff. And obviously, our players sacrifice that. Our players sacrifice the study abroad opportunities and those sorts of things. None of those things really go hand in hand with being a basketball player. So one of the things that we've tried to do with our guys is, you know, provide those sorts of opportunities over time, where, you know, hopefully each guy who was part of the program for 4 years would have that sort of chance to at least take a trip like that. So, you know, it's really not a basketball thing as much as it is a cultural experience and just a life experience for the guys. I mean, the truth of it is we did 120 minutes of basketball in 9 days. I mean, we played three games, and that was it. And we warmed up for those games, so we had a few more minutes with the basketball in our hands. But we didn't practice. We didn't do any basketball-related stuff. So even though we were able to get, like, 8 practices in before we left, we basically took the first 10 days off when everybody else started. And so we got back. We were really behind already. And, you know, the problem with that also is that before you go, you're trying to get ready to play those games, and so you kind of mess up with the progression of the way you would install things and teach things and that kind of stuff. You're trying to get ready to play games, and then when you come back, you gotta sort of retool it and rethink it, and you get a little discombobulated in terms of how you put your team together. So we're still reeling from that a little bit. You know, that said, we came back and we came back on a Sunday, took Monday off, everybody's jet lagged till Thursday, and then we went down and beat Evansville on a Saturday, and then, you know, the more we practiced after that, the worse we got.
Coach, you lose a couple of key starters from last year's team through graduation and guys like Tony James and Tom Callen. How do you go about trying to fill those roles, not only in terms of leadership, but on the court as well?
Well, I think it's just sort of the way it goes. And, you know, man, it's sort of natural. The guys cycle out and guys cycle in, and you hope that, you know, certain guys step up, and it does change how your team looks. We've been really lucky for the last 5 years to have a really creative guy with the ball in his hands a lot. And Tony was a guy like that, Michael Moore before him. So we will be a different looking team, and we don't have a guy like that now. And so our playmaking has to be a little more by committee. So we don't need anybody to be Tony James, but we need a bunch of guys to do a little of what Tony did and create plays for other guys and do some of the things that he was able to do. You know, not all of it, but maybe 7-8% of it. And I think if we can get each guy thinking about playmaking just a little bit more, we'll be able to sort of make up for that sort of thing. And we have some younger guys that are ready to take on a little more responsibility. And you know, it's the circle of basketball life. If you don't have guys that are ready to step up, then you're obviously not going to. In our case, we've had a little success. You're not going to be able to stay where you're at. So that's kind of the fun part and the interesting part to see how that all shakes out.
You do have some key guys coming back, Coach. Guys like Steve LeMaster, Sean Haisley, Drew Wills. Just talk about the three of those guys. How you've seen them grow as basketball players and what you expect to see from them on the floor this year.
Well, we can start with Steve because he had microfracture surgery 6 weeks ago, and if he's going to make it back, it's not going to be until after January, or, you know, after January 1st, and the jury's going to be out on him for a while. He's going to try to make a comeback, and they're saying that he can't injure it anymore, but clearly if, you know, redshirting was a possibility or any of that sort of stuff, they would recommend that he take the whole season off and then come back. But, you know, at Division III, especially at a place like DePauw, those red shirts are pretty expensive. So, you know, you could buy a lot of red shirts for what it costs to come back for another year here. So, you know, we're hoping for the best from Steve, and obviously he's our leading returning scorer, and that's a bit of a blow to our team. But once again, we have other guys that I think are capable of stepping up in his place. And Drew and Sean are two of those guys, both athletic wing players who can score the ball and shoot the ball a little bit. And when I was talking about playmaking before, those are two guys that are going to have to playmake just a little bit more for us, and I think they're both capable of doing that.
Again, you're listening to 2010 SEAC Men's Basketball Media Day. Today I'm joined by DePauw University head coach Bill Finlan. And coach, last year you guys were a great shooting team in terms of field goal percentage, second in the SEAC, but didn't shoot the ball from the free throw line that well. How do you try and improve on that this season?
Well, the thing about that is you got to get the right guys up there. You know, I mean, the guys who were making the shots from us, I mean, we really weren't a, you know, we weren't a post-up team. Our best post player was hurt all year. And the guys who were making the threes were not the guys who were getting fouled. And so, you know, we have to do a better job of converting on those opportunities, but a lot of that has to do with, you know, who's being aggressive and who's getting fouled. So obviously I'd like to see our better shooters be a little more aggressive and get some opportunities at the line, but that stat's a little bit misleading. I don't think the free throw stat indicates, you know, what kind of shooting team we have, but it does indicate that some of our more aggressive guys maybe aren't as good of free throw shooters.
You guys shot the three ball really well last year, led the SCAC in terms of three-point shooting percentages. Do you expect to see that trend continue this year with your guys shooting the ball, three ball really well?
Well, I do, and I also expect that people are going to try to and obviously I'm sure they were trying to do that last year, but we're lucky to have you know, and obviously Steve LeMasters was a great 3-point shooter for us last year, and he's not going to be out there at least to begin the season. But we have other guys that are very, very capable of shooting the ball from pretty deep, and that the thing that should do theoretically is it should spread the defense out a little bit, and we should be able to maybe drive the ball a little bit more effectively and create some things on the interior. The thing that we have this year that we didn't have last year is we do have a legitimate guy who I think can be a low post scorer for us, in Joe Bergfeld, who was injured all of last year. And Joe is you know, a guy who we're going to be able to dump the ball inside to, and he's going to command some attention, which I think will also help us you know, help our perimeter guys as well. So I think we'll be a little different team from that standpoint. And I think to a degree we were, you know, we had some post players who defended and rebounded extremely well for us last year, and but they were more pick and pop guys and played a little more out on the perimeter, and Joe is definitely more of a back to the basket, you know, duck in on the block sort of guy, and you know, we're going to try to utilize that.
What's been the biggest surprise from this group, Coach, as you guys have gone through preseason and practice in preparation for the year?
Oh, the biggest surprise. I don't know. You know, I've been here 19 years. It's not that easy to surprise me. But I think that our guys are, you know, I was honestly worried a little bit about the our playmaking ability with Tony being out and him having had the ball in his hand so much last year. But I've been actually pretty pleased with the way we've been able to play the ball off to each other and you know, create without overdoing it, and our decision making so far has been pretty decent. So I was a little bit worried about that going in, and I'm not saying I'm not still worried about it, but it's been pretty good.
Coach, your last season in the SCAC before making the transition to the North Coast Conference, just talk about that transition, and you know, does that make this this season a little bit more special, knowing it's the last one in the SCAC?
Well, you know, I just go wherever they tell me to go. So, you know, and as a coach, you know, you're just trying to get ready to play, and I don't think you have a whole lot of time to think about that sort of stuff. I do have a lot of good friends in the league, guys that I've really enjoyed competing against, and the teams are all well coached and well prepared, and that's been, the competition has been a lot of fun. So we'll definitely miss that. We're not really talking about that. That's really not an issue for us as a team. We're just going to try to play games and win games wherever they tell us to play games and try to win games. So, you know, we might, when it's all over, we might think back on it a little bit. I mean, we've had a pretty good run in the league. We've had some decent success. We've had some great experiences around the country, and the opportunities, I think, for our student athletes has been outstanding, and we're grateful for that sort of stuff, and we'll miss a lot of it. But you know, Russell, I just work here, so we're going to have to go someplace else next year and try to carve out a niche for ourselves in the North Coast.
And finally, Coach, just talk about the goals you have for this 2010-11 Tigers team, and you know, what are a couple of things that you and the coaching staff have really been working hard on with the guys to get better at in practice to be ready for the start of the year?
Well, I just think that chemistry is really, really important. You know, I think there's an awful lot of cases where the talent differences just aren't that great, and I think how together your team is and how much they are on the same page and how they pay attention to detail and how they understand that those things are important, you know, really tells the tale in a lot of ways. And so our goal always is to be a team. And it sounds pretty simple, but I don't think that when you, just because you throw on shirts that all have the same name on it, that makes you a team. That's a process, and that's something that you have to really work at. And one of the things we have in our locker room is that, you know, a little sign that says great teams consist of great teammates. So our challenge every day, and I think that's where it starts, is, you know, can you come out here and be a great teammate? You know, which means give great effort every day, you know, be coachable every day, and try to help the guy next to you every day. And those things all seem to make sense. You know, I think very few people would have arguments with those things, but they're really, really hard to do. And we're challenging our guys to do that every day, and I think if they can do that, they got a great chance to be a team. And I think if they're a team, they're talented enough to be competitive in every game, and that's what we're trying to do.
DePaul University head men's basketball coach Bill Finlan. Again, the Tigers open up their 2010-11 campaign November 19th against Franklin. Coach, thanks again so much for your time, and best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of the year.
All right, Russell. Thanks for all your work on this. Appreciate it, man.